This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Letting you know, by the way, you listen to the radio station on the radio and the free Odyssey app and streaming on YouTube.
Oh,
you can
man.
Watch us on YouTube. Phil's baseball returns tonight, by the way. First pitch at 6:45. Phil's first of three against the Washington Nationals.
Excited about the game tonight.
Yeah, get a little baseball back.
I tell you, they take a night off, and I'm damn near lost as to what the hell I'm watching.
Yeah, well, they face Mackenzie Gore, shadows, so maybe they won't strike out 19 times.
Ah, that'd be nice.
I mean,
you know what I do when there's no Phillies game?
Yeah.
I was in bed at 9:08 last night.
Dude, I mean, Cleveland and Miami might have been the worst last two games I've ever seen in my life in the NBA playoffs.
They were up like 80-30.
It was the worst. And then I couldn't even stay up for Golden State-Houston.
Oh, yeah. Who's staying up?
Past the first quarter.
Who's staying up for West Coast games? What am I? Younger than almost 50? I'm not. Let's do it, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Well, there's currently a big internet debate that we will discuss in this top five, but it did get me thinking, what are my five favorite internet debates of my lifetime?
Of all time.
Of my
your
lifetime.
Life.
Okay.
I know. Go ahead.
Well, listen, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
Number five, do you guys remember Yanny versus Laurel? You guys remember this at all?
No.
So it went viral.
Okay.
Wondering, because I guess it's an optical illusion, but you hear
it's
with your
ears.
Yeah,
it's the color of a dress, right?
Well, then we'll get to that one.
That's a different one.
This is one with your ears, though. Like, one. Some people hear Yanny, and some people hear Laurel.
This is going to make me crazy. All right.
So, which do you hear?
Okay. Oh, Laurel.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, Laurel. See, I hear a Yanny. Like,
you hear Yanny?
Yeah, like, if you convince yourself you hear Yanny, you hear Yanny. Like, that's what I heard first was Yanny. And then if I said, I hear Laurel, then I hear Laurel.
Okay, play it again. I'm going to try to hear Yanny. No. This sounds like a practical joke. It's Laurel.
I'm just telling you.
What did that say?
It said Laurel.
Did you hear
Yanny? That said Yanny.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
No, that said Laurel.
No, it said Yanny.
No, it said Yanny. He said, if you concentrate on saying the word, that's what you're going to hear.
Okay.
And I just did it.
One more time. You know what I feel like this is? This is like in the joke in Mallrats. This is like one of those pictures. If you stare at it, you're like, ooh, you see a boat.
You see different,
I don't see it. So, all right, I'm going to try to hear Yanny. I just hear Laurel.
I heard Laurel that time.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yanny. That's the second time I heard Yanny.
I know. We'll see what the people say.
That's awesome.
We'll see what the people say. All right, number four is, was the Cincinnati Zoo right to kill Harambe?
I swear I hated when this was out.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Harambe, RIP. It took over the summer.
Well, I have a picture.
It was like 2017. What was that?
Yeah, it was like 20. I think it might have been earlier. Like
15 or 16.
Well,
yeah.
I have a picture of myself at the link with a guy who had Harambe on the back of an Eagles jersey.
It took over the summer.
Yeah.
Everyone had a thought on Harambe.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Ike Zoo, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll get to more gorilla stuff in a little bit.
Right,
but
yeah.
Laurel.
Laurel.
Yeah. Laurel.
Yeti.
Yeah. Laurel.
Heard Laurel that time, yeah.
This is driving me crazy. All I hear is Laurel. I want to hear Yanny so bad.
I know. Right. That's why it's good. Second best internet debate of my lifetime. Do you see purple and black on the dress, or do you see white and gold on the dress?
So I always saw gold on the dress.
I always saw white and gold.
Yeah.
White and gold.
Yeah, I didn't understand
it.
I
do remember it.
I was so mad when people said they saw purple and black.
You would fight about it?
Yeah, right. But I mean, it's an optical
illusion. There's
no
way you see purple
and black.
Like,
how do you see that? Yeah. That's ridiculous. But that's the beauty of an optical illusion, I guess.
Yeah.
That took over.
That was huge. That was the biggest one I can remember.
Well, I think
that's number two?
No, that's number three.
Oh.
I think there's a bigger one.
The current one?
No. Not, the current one's not really number one, just to get there.
Okay.
You get the point.
Wait, wasn't that number three or number two?
Listen, I might have messed up the top five.
Okay,
so
that was three.
You're on number...
I know, because I made a last-second change here, and it got me all screwed up.
Oh, my God. It's only five things. It's not even hard.
Counting stuff. I think the best internet debate, really, it's been going on... Now, it was really annoying by the end, and it got played out. But is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, yeah. That was the greatest.
It was the worst.
I was early on that one.
You were. I think you kept it going a little bit too long.
Hot dog been a sandwich?
Yeah, I remember.
Clearly not.
We interviewed Brett Brown in 2013, like his first year with the Sixers, and we asked him that. So that was 2013. It's clearly a sandwich.
Why? Because it's between a bun?
It's two pieces of bread with meat in the middle. That's a sandwich.
It's a hot dog, though. That's the problem.
Well, it's really not two pieces of bread. It's a bun that's sliced.
Okay.
It's a hot dog bun.
All right.
It's not two pieces of bread. It's one piece of bread.
All right.
Yeah, one piece of
bread. But a cheesesteak is also a sandwich, and it's one piece of bread.
That's a good point.
A hoagie's also a sandwich, one piece of bread.
Oh, is it a cheeseburger sandwich?
Well, no. That's us saying that it's not... If you're saying because it's two slices of bread, that's what makes it a sandwich.
I'm just saying the bread is split, whether it's two or one, with the meat in the middle. Sandwich.
Well, no. What we're asking is why is it a sandwich? Because it's split?
Yeah, I would say bread that is split. Something in between it. Now, people will come back and say, is a taco a sandwich? And I will say no, because it's not bread.
Oh. Same properties as bread.
It's not bread.
What about when it's tortilla?
Yeah, that's a tortilla.
Isn't that a form of bread?
Well, no, bread is bread. It's not leavened. It's not bread.
Well, buns a bread?
Yes, bun is bread.
What's the difference between a bun and a...
A cheeseburger is a sandwich.
Yeah, but it's a cheeseburger, though.
A hot dog is
a
sandwich.
It's a hot dog.
It's a hot dog. It's not a sandwich.
215.
Now, is that two or one?
Yeah, that's
one?
Number two. Number one is the one that's going on right now that took over the midday show. Who would win in a fight, 100 men versus one gorilla?
This is a dumb argument because 100 men would win.
No weapons?
No weapons. Here's the thing that people aren't concentrating on. Mm-hmm. And Hugh's argument on this is ridiculous, that when the gorilla ripped the arm off the first guy, they would all run away. That's not the question. So I'm going to say that they can't run away and like they're in a fenced in yard or something. The gorilla will get tired. The gorilla is an animal. It's not a RoboCop or something. It's not a robot. It's an animal. Animals get tired. It will eventually get tired. Even if it's beating the hell out of these, it wouldn't even take 50 men to beat a gorilla.
Really?
Yes, and they're not as big as people. They're like 300-400 pounds. It's not like a polar bear or something.
Well, it depends on all gorillas aren't the same size.
Yeah, but they don't get the.
What about a silverback?
Yes, between 300 and 400 pounds, a silverback.
How tall?
Unfortunately, I did some reading about this.
Oh, you just put it in ChatGPT.
I ruined it. And no, there's like articles about it now. But the key part here is that the gorilla would get tired.
That's what GPT told you?
No, not GPT. There are like not zoologists writing about it last night, that the gorilla would get tired eventually.
Yeah.
That's the natural thing, is the gorilla, if these men are actually fighting, you know, they go in waves. They can't all go at once, because 100 at once is too many. It's not doing you any. If you just send them like 10 at a time or 4 at a time.
I think that favors the gorilla.
But the gorilla's going to get tired.
Yeah, what do you think's going to be? Yeah, even though he's getting tired, he's not going to be tired to the point of exhaustion that he doesn't do anything. It's a natural sort of defense mechanism that if people are trying to kill you, he's not just going to get tired. He's going to defend himself.
Let's think about it this way.
Yeah.
Think about I don't know. Think about Landon Dickerson versus 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
Eventually, the 10-year-olds will beat Landon Dickerson. Because
Landon
Dickerson's going to get tired.
I don't think so.
But he's going to get tired.
10-year-olds aren't strong enough to ultimately kill him, though.
But eventually they will.
I don't think so.
Mm.
I'm with the gorilla on this one.
You think gorilla's going to 100 men?
Yeah.
100?
Yeah. How many of those men are going to be eager to run in there after they see three or four of them die?
But I'm going to say they're soldier men. Like, they are, this is their mission, is to kill this gorilla.
Well,
it's like King Kong is like 40 stories high.
Well, exactly.
But they're real soldier men.
And they're really, King Kong is real.
We had a debate on the podcast once. Somebody wrote in, who would win, one tank or a billion babies?
I'm going to say one tank.
Well, it's easily one tank.
But
babies can't do anything.
But eventually they will.
Eventually
no,
do what?
Spike, they won't. Eventually they'll get killed.
No, eventually they'll get older.
But that's not the debate then.
Because it's a billion of them. It needs time to kill the billion babies.
That is so stupid.
I hate that you read up on this.
I'm sorry.
Well, isn't that what you asked HK, something along those lines?
I asked Harry Callis in one of his final interviews who would win in a fight, a bear or a shark.
What a way to go out.
Yes. Yeah. And unfortunately, we did not record it because our recording equipment was broken. So I don't have that. But he humored me and he answered.
Has John Bridger ever told that story?
John Brazier, unfortunately, has told that story 100 times, and John Brazier left his World Series ring in the bathroom.
He also wrote a song. I don't know if you heard that.
Yes. Roger. You, John Brazier, left your World Series room in the John. All right. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Rojas is out there heating up food again.
You can smell it.
Yeah.
There it is.
Johan Rojas?
Yeah.
Yes, Johan Rojas is out there. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's happening, boys? I'm just finished my game. Hour and 15 minutes, 16-1.
Okay.
Fastest game all year we had.
Mm. So you didn't take time off to go to the bathroom during this one?
Even Ike Reese probably could have got a home run in this game. Swing that bat, Ike, baby.
Swing it, baby. I want you to
whacking that thing.
I just came over to Father Judge. I see it looks like they were practicing or something like that.
Nice.
So there's no gain in must, I guess.
No. You know what, Herb? Herb, can I ask you a question?
On the radio?
Huh?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I want to ask Herb a question. Like, we're doing a Fritz versus the camera sort of competition.
Allegedly, yeah.
And baseball is one of them. And I'm listening to the morning show this morning, Herb, and your name was brought up as a possible umpire for these guys. Now, I got to admit, Joe DeCamera dismissed you immediately.
Really?
He's like, nope, no way, don't want Herb. Now, which automatically made me Herb, since you're an afternoon caller, you know, and you're part of this show. We got to put our hat in the ringer for Herb to be the umpire.
It has to be Herb.
Right? It has to be Herb.
We need Herb for the baseball, Donahue for the basketball.
I told you.
I really am in for the Donahue, the basketball thing. Yeah, we got to work our way up to that, though, yeah. Herb. Yeah.
Here's the thing, Herb. What I think could happen is if you prove your mettle doing it with the DeCamera versus Fritz thing, we can sell you to the Devontae Smith organization as you know what I'm saying? So would you be willing to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
What are you actually trying this thing about? Fritz
and the camera. Yeah, what is this? Is this one on one? Like,
I don't know. I think I'm supposed to pitch to him maybe like 10 at bats or something.
But you can't strike him out though. You're trying to strike him out.
Well, the last time I faced him, I had to only throw him fastballs, so I could change.
You can't throw off speed pitches.
Well, no, I think that could be a part of the rules this time.
Okay.
Yeah, you should be able to throw whatever you want.
Exactly.
I know.
Yeah.
Who's going to catch, Fritz?
Well, we'll find someone.
I'd catch. I caught in Little League.
I'll get Ben Davis out there.
Yeah, put Spike. Hey, Ben Davis.
There you go. Yeah. Ben Davis was a catcher in Major League Baseball.
Finally, Ben's big break.
Yeah.
You know, Ben's son's got It's the one kid from Oregon last week had 19. He probably got more now. And Ben Davis' son, I think, has like 14 or 15 home runs.
Yeah, Tague's on fire.
I was going to say good. Sean Deere. Was that his name? I couldn't remember his name. Tague.
Yeah, Tague.
He's not named after the lumber company.
Okay.
Yeah, let me know what you want to do.
Okay.
No problem.
Sounds good.
All right.
Just, I mean, it's better to have this, like, though, after May 13th, because I got a playoff game on
It'll
May
be after
13th.
May 13th. That's
okay.
Like a week away.
Yeah, I'm hoping it is in 2025.
Jack Fritz, I'm going away June 2nd to the 11th.
That's good to know.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Any other dates?
Are we fitting this around?
I'm going to Columbia in June 2nd to the 11th.
What are you doing in Columbia?
That's a long time to be in Columbia.
Yeah, too long. You there to pick up a bride?
Or pick up a package. Which one?
Couple, yeah. Package and a couple brides. I'm looking at a threesome. I just met one today. I was on the bases today at this game.
Okay.
She was taking, this girl had a big giant camera taking pictures of her son and the whole team, you know.
Yeah, you were creeping on her while she was taking pictures of her son?
This girl was about, she was about 32 years old. She got a son that's like a sophomore.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
32, that's a little young for you, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
Come on, I go younger than that.
Oh, slow down.
Yeah, you better
Ooh,
not.
Boy, slow down.
That is weird.
About like 22.
Okay. 22? What are you talking to a 22-year-old about?
Let me
this is a Belichick situation.
You and Shannon, y'all like the same. You see what's going on with Shannon out there, don't you?
The Eagles draft, they did pretty good.
Oh, there
keep it
is.
Moving, yeah. Yep.
The defense should be pretty exciting this year, right, Ike Reese?
Yeah, I'm expecting a very good defense this year. Not much drop-off.
A lot of blitzes.
Yep.
A lot of blitz packages.
Yeah.
A lot of blitz packages. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about this Makuba guy?
Makuba?
Yeah, their second-round pick.
Safety out of Texas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they I got to see them more. I seen them there was a couple games that I seen Texas. And he looks like he's solid, you know what I mean?
What do you think of this Ty Robinson? Your boy Baldy says he's better than, who'd we lose?
Milton Williams.
Ty Robinson, he played for Matt Rhule in Nebraska.
Yeah, what do you think of that guy?
They got it. Them guys are tough, man. You know that. They're eating steak and potatoes just like...
And corn, yeah.
Just like, what's his name likes to eat that?
Ike Reese.
Ike does, yeah, but yep. What's his name?
Jalen?
Douglas loves steak and potatoes.
Yeah, he's a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
Yeah.
Herb, do you hear Yanni or do you hear Laurel?
What's Laurel?
Well, you heard Laurel.
I heard Laurel, okay.
All right. That ain't Herb?
I got games. I can still play guy Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I'm doing limo work Saturday, I guess, Sunday, you know.
Good to know. Thank you.
When are you going to be down Chicken and Pete's?
Friday.
Every Friday.
Every Friday until football season. Then every Monday. Friday. Then after football season will be Friday again.
I've been doing this for 18 years.
Oh, you're going to be there Monday too?
No.
During football season, we'll be there Monday.
Oh, yeah. I know that. I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's get together with Trotter, Ike Reese.
To do...
Let's get together.
Go out on the town.
Oh, you just want to hang out?
Hang out, yeah. Let's.
Is it okay if we give him your number?
Of course.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Now, you're talking about senior or junior?
He knows me, boy.
You talking about senior or junior?
Both. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
It's just someone named Trotter.
All right. Find someone.
Jack, Jack, give the Trotters Herb's number.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Herb. I'm going to holler at you, bro.
All right. Take care, brother.
All right.
Yes. Herb from the Northeast. Oh, it's the All-Stars. Chuck from Mount Airy.
Hey.
What's up, Chuck?
Fellas. What up, fellas? What's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
Chuck. What's up, brother?
Hey. What up, Ike? Hey, listen. Let me say this, right? First of all, I want to say this, right? The draft was an A+.
Mm.
Okay?
Here we go. Why?
Yeah, because they, you know, they did what they could do with, you know, what they could do with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Yep, that's exactly what McShay wrote.
Yeah, well, they didn't get rid of A.J. Brown. I was hoping they wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? I was worried about that. And that was the biggest thing I took from the draft.
Okay.
Ty Campbell is a steal. And, you know, that guy, that big grizzly bear, Ty Davis.
Ty Robinson, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Ty Robinson, he's going to be a monster. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, he's going to be a monster next to Jalen Carter. Oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
Where do you see that?
Why do we think if he's so guaranteed to be a monster, he was there in the fourth round?
Oh, you know, Tom Brady.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Thomas, you know, Shador Sanders was picked in the fifth round. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean nothing, Spike. You know what I mean?
Well, of course it means something, Chuck.
They don't have an eye for talent. You know what I mean?
The NFL teams, every single one of them? Why didn't the Eagles pick him in the second round?
Well, because we're smart. That's why. You know what I mean? We waste a second round pick on him. We get him in the fourth round. That's why I say Howie knows what he's doing, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He's willing to deal, and he knows
he's playing chess,
job.
Chuck. Mm. He's playing chess.
Yeah, not checkers, man. I mean, that's why we Super Bowl champions. We're going to win again this year. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, this guy, let Howie do what he do, Spike. You know, don't keep questioning this guy.
Okay. All right.
Great job, man.
Okay. Well, you know, I got to talk for 4 hours, not 3 minutes, so.
You know, let me say this real quick, right, about Bryce Harper, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Bryce listens to me when I speak. You know
oh, does
mean?
He? Yeah.
I say this sincerely from the heart. Bryce is hurt. You know what I mean? Bryce is hurt, man. He don't even look like Bryce Harper. And here's the thing, right? If I'm Bryce Harper, Bryce, just cool it this year, man. You know, just
play the sad
violin.
Yeah, you know, well, he's right on this.
Oh,
take a chill pill in there.
Okay.
Stop smiling.
If he goes on the IR this year, nobody's going to question him. He's done enough for the city. Nobody's going to question him. Save your career, because the Phillies aren't worth a damn. This team stinks, and they keep putting all these garbage players around them. You know what I mean? Trey Turner. They don't care enough to pick good players around him. So I feel like he has to do everything.
Well, you know, he wanted them to sign Trey Turner, right, Chuck? You know, he wanted them to sign Trey Turner and JT Realmuto.
Not this guy. Not this Trey Turner. You know what I mean? He thought he was getting Trey Turner from, you know, Washington.
Well, you can't blame the team if Bryce wanted them to sign the guy.
What I'm saying is, you know, with new information comes new takes.
Okay.
What I'm saying,
there you go,
Chuck. Bryce Harper just needs to sit back. Nobody's going to examine the back. The back is the hardest thing to detect where it hurts or not. And he could just go on the IR for the rest of the year, save his career. You don't want to be like that 7'2" loser over there at the Philadelphia
76ers.
Your body falling apart. You know what I mean?
They landed the plane.
I mean, you want to be a guy that still be able to play for with your kids, you know, and still be a great player late into your 40s. Not this. If you keep going this route, I'm telling you, you know, he's going to be a shell of himself because he's trying to do it all because these guys aren't good enough, man. And Dave Dombrowski, he should be ashamed of himself.
Well, what's going to change between now and next year, though, Chuck? That's the follow-up to this.
He gets to get, you know, he gets maybe some surgery. You know, he gets to rest on that back, you know, because this year they're not doing nothing. You can forget about it. You know, they'd be lucky to win 85 games this year. You know what I mean?
Damn.
If they win that, they'd be lucky to win that. Yeah, they're garbage, man. That team is full of crap.
They win 85 games, we changing managers after the season.
Well, they should have changed them last week. They should have got rid of him last week.
I took 2 or 3 from the Cubs.
You know what I mean? He's been the reason why he's been an assistant manager for 30 years, because he's not good enough.
Oh, he's got a great winning percentage.
He sucks. It's like, he's
not I know.
This guy stinks, man. You know what I mean? And the thing about it is we keep wanting to, you know, say, oh, he's a great manager and this and that because he's a nice guy. You know, we don't care about being a nice guy. We got to get people that's in there that's going to hold these guys accountable. He doesn't do it. You know what I mean? He doesn't do it. So that's just the bottom line of it all. And as far as a gorilla beating a 100 men, I'm taking a gorilla all day long. You hear me? Gorillas fight to the death, Spike. They fight to the death, man. You know, what do you think 100 men going to do against a silverback? You know? You ever seen Mighty Joe Young?
You know that's not real, right?
Well, Mighty Joe Young is real. Mighty
Pretty
Joe
close.
Young is real.
I don't know who it is.
Pretty close to a real gorilla.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
Well,
Chuck.
I'll take the men. You can take the gorilla, Chuck.
Men with weapons. Men with weapons. What's going on, Crispy? No. Men with weapons. That's it.
No.
I'm not taking nobody else.
All right. You know well, I mean? You're going to lose. I'm going to win. I choose humanity.
Give us a blonde, Chuck.
Yeah, give us your go-to blonde.
Why we got got to keep doing go-to blondes. We go through a go-to sister, man. Let's do a go-to sister every once in a while.
Who's just to say it can't be the same thing?
You know, I like sisters, man. Like,
All right, Whitney Houston. All right, good. There you go. Whitney Houston.
No. Whitney had a blonde style one time. No, I'm not going to go Whitney. I'm going to go in the 80s. I'm going to go Bridget Nielsen.
Bridget Nielsen's a good one.
We can get some sisters next time.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow. Should that be a side topic tomorrow?
Yeah. Who's your favorite black, your go-to black woman?
Well, I'm interested in the hair color you guys would use or texture that you would describe.
What do you mean? Oh, for, nope, absolutely not. How about no? I absolutely will not do that. You can do it, and I'll abstain.
Oh, man. I'm dying. I just want to see Fritz in the middle of that.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
We got to laugh at this, man. This is how we get through life, man.
215-592-9494.
You got to laugh a little bit.
Very soon, we'll get you ready for Phil's Nationals.
We will get the sister's texture at some point.
Yep.
Later in the summer.
We'll have to prepare Jack for that one. Give him an answer. Give him an answer early on.
Robin Givens.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll stick with that. Yeah.
All right, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.